admit that if some fucker messed with Bethany, I'd beat the hell out of him myself and not rely on others to do the dirty work for me.
You understand me, then?
Jace nodded. Yeah, I get you. Don't have to like it, but I get you. I'm worried, Ash. Don't want this shit falling back on you. Not when you found...
He broke off, and Ash pinned him with a look.
When I found what?
Jace's smile was crooked as he stared back at his friend.
Your kryptonite.
Ash didn't flinch.
Was that what Josie was?
Yeah, he could see it.
He'd given Gabe and Jace no end of grief over falling head over ass for a woman and going against their play hard and live free motto. But now that he was in a very similar situation, he didn't object one bit. A sense of peace settled over him.
You've been a lot more calm, settled lately, Jace said.
I like it on you, man. After Bethany...
He broke off again with a sigh, almost as though he hated bringing it up after they'd sworn not to go back there.
After Bethany, I was worried. About you and me. Hated what happened, even though I don't regret it. I hope to fuck that makes sense. I didn't like what it did to us, and I didn't like how shitty I was to you and Bethany after that night. But I also don't regret the decision I made not to share her with you.
I don't regret it either, Ash said with a smile. I'm good with it, Jace. You need to stop dwelling on it. We're good. You got over being a dick. Bethany makes you happy. Now I've got Josie and she makes me happy.
Glad for you, man.
Yeah, I know you are.
No word from your family? How are things with Brittany?
Ash sighed. Nothing this week, and that makes me nervous because it's not like them to just give up and sit back. Brittany's happy in her job. She hasn't done much more than work and go home, but she'll get there. I want her to meet Mia and Josie and hook up with Mia's girls. They'd be good for her. Josie is more Brittany's age, so maybe the two of them will hit it off.
You sound positively domesticated with all the girlfriend arranging you're trying to do, Jace teased.
Fuck you, man. Jace's expression grew serious.
So nothing from the wicked bitch of the East? She laying low? And what about the old man? Can't believe he wouldn't have anything to say about Brittany's defection. Not when he's so high on family bonds, no matter how fake they may be.
Ash sighed. Yeah, nothing this week. But I don't expect that to last.
Well, when the shit hits the fan, I expect you to let me know. No way I'm letting you into that viper's nest without backup.
Ash chuckled. You make it sound like a sting operation.
Hell, an evening with your family qualifies.
Ash checked his watch.
Want to grab a bite to eat before our conference call? I want to call and check in with Josie, make sure everything's all right with her, and remind her that I'll be late.
Yeah, want to hit the grill again?
Ash nodded. Thanks again, Jace.
No, I don't say it enough, but you and Gabe always having my back.
Don't have words.
Jace grinned. After tonight, how about you let your lady off the leash and let her mingle with the rest of us?
Ash laughed. Yeah, I know. I've kept her to myself this week. It's been nice. But yeah, I want her to meet you and Bethany. Gabe and Mia will be back by Sunday. Would be nice to get together with them, too.
A year ago, would you ever have thought that the three of us would be so tangled up with women? Gabe married, me engaged, and you head over ass for a woman you only just met?
Ash shot him a glare.
You're one to talk about being head over ass for a woman after only just meeting.
Jace's grin was unrepentant.
Only takes one time, man. When it's the right woman, you just know. I would have never thought it would go down like that, but then when I saw Bethany, I just knew.
Yeah, I hear you. I wasn't much of a believer myself, but then I met Josie, and something just clicked. Can't even explain it.
Don't need to. I get it. Jace said as they walked out of Ash's office. He stopped outside the door and turned to Ash, his eyes serious.
Just remember this, man, and it's applicable and so true on so many levels. Take it from me, because I did my best to fuck it up. Falling in love is the easy part. It's everything else that happens afterward that's hard and takes work.
Christ, you've turned into a psycho-babbling pussy, Ash said in disgust.
Jace flipped him off.
Fine, don't listen to some friendly advice, but don't come crying to me when you fuck things up.
Yeah, whatever, Ash grumbled.
Want to walk or take the car?
Walk, Ash said.
I'll call Josie on the way. Ash stared stonily down into the bloody face of Michael Cooper, while the other men who'd accompanied Ash stood to the side, their gazes alert, watching for any sign of discovery.
Ash flexed his fingers, working the stiffness from his knuckles, the gloves he'd worn torn across one hand and smeared with the other man's blood.
You forget Josie Carlyle exists, understand? If I hear of you coming within a mile of her, you'll regret it.
Michael nodded his head, spitting blood from the side of his mouth.
I understand. Jesus, she's not worth it.
Wrong, asshole. She's worth it. More than you could ever imagine. She's mine now, and I protect what's mine. Furthermore, if you even think of going to the police like she should have done when you laid hands on her, I will make your life hell. I'll be watching you, Cooper. Don't ever forget it. If you try to start trouble over this, I'll ruin you. You'll have nothing left. And if you don't think I have the money, power, and connections to make it happen, just try me. When I'm finished with you, you'll be living in a cardboard box, begging for money so you can eat.
Michael nodded again, fear and panic blazing in his eyes. He was a pathetic, ballless worm.
Ash let go of Michael's shirt and shoved him to the ground where he lay panting for breath, quiet moans of pain slipping from his battered mouth.
This is what you did to her, you son of a bitch, Ash said, fury lacing his every word. You hit her, then held her down on the floor while you hit her again. Count yourself lucky that this is all I'm doing to you. Forget my warning, and I'll come down on you so hard that you'll feel me when you're taking a piss. For that matter, I'm watching you, Cooper. If I ever hear of you hurting any woman again, you'll go down.
Need to go, one of the men said in a low voice. Few minutes was all you said. It's dangerous to be out here any longer.
Ash nodded.
I'm done with this asshole.
Ash and the others turned, leaving Michael along the side of the building where they'd ambushed him. It was a path he took every evening, and, luckily for Ash, it was well out of sight of the main streets. Still, he was taking a huge risk. If the wrong person happened upon them, all hell would break loose. He couldn't afford to be seen. Couldn't afford any witnesses that would counteract his alibi if Michael pulled a really dumb move and went to the police. He pulled up the collar of his long coat, one that would be discarded and never used again, one he'd purchased specifically for tonight. Satisfied, his face was shielded by the cap he'd pulled low over his hair and the lapels that covered his cheeks, he hurried off, leaving Michael lying on the ground, the victim of an apparent mugging. He'd been more than willing to let the other men take what they wanted. Ash slipped the man on his right a wad of cash and muttered his thanks.
No problem, McIntyre, CJ murmured. If you need us, you know where to find us.
Ash nodded and strode in the opposite direction from them when they reached the street. He was only a few blocks from the office building, and he had to hurry to make it back before the cameras came back online. He grabbed his phone, the call still open, and brought it to his ear. He still had the mute button punched and left it so the sounds from the streets couldn't be heard. He listened in as Jace effectively held the conversation, giving no opportunity for Ash to have interjected anything. When he reached the door of the office building, he hurried in, making sure his face was obscured. He ducked into a bathroom on the first floor and stuffed the coat into the gym bag he carried and ripped off the cap. After checking his appearance and ensuring there was no blood on him anywhere, he punched the mute button on his phone and headed toward the elevator. A few minutes later, he stood in the doorway of Jace's office and motioned for the other hired man to step away. They traded jackets, the other man quickly disappeared, and Ash joined the wrap-up, thanking the investors for their time and fielding a few last-minute questions. Jace looked inquiringly at him, his gaze sweeping up and down Ash as if to gauge whether there was any indication of what he'd done. Ash just nodded in his direction as they ended the call. There was silence a long moment before Jace finally broke it.
Any problems?
Ash shook his head.
No.
Fucker is taken care of. He'll wear the bruises longer than Josie did, and he'll think twice before raising a hand to another woman again.
Glad it's done with. This shit stresses me out, man. Would love to know when the fuck you fell in with the kind of guys you pulled in for this job.
Hell, for that matter, how you knew the men you had take care of Bethany's problem with the man Jack owed money to. Ash shrugged. Does it matter? They aren't people I'll ever invite to dinner, or people you, Gabe, and especially our women ever have to meet. Jace sighed. Just makes me wonder what kind of shit you've been into that I didn't know about. Nothing illegal, Ash drawled.
Until now, Jace said quietly. Until now, Ash agreed. But it had to be done. Not going to allow anyone to fuck over my woman. Won't hesitate to do it again if there's ever the need.
Jace rose, blowing out his breath in a deep exhale. I'm ready to get home to my woman, and I'm sure you're ready to get home to yours. His gaze drifted over Ash again, concern bright in his eyes. You okay, man?
Yeah, I'm good. Fucker didn't touch me. My hand's sore, but nothing serious.
Jace shook his head. Let's get out of here and make damn sure we're seen leaving together. Chapter 18. It was the first night all week that Ash had been late coming home from work, and it sucked. Despite them only being together a week, Josie had grown used to Ash coming home to her before dark. They'd fallen into a comfortable routine. She worked during the day, he worked during the day. But then he came home, and she was waiting for him. Every day. On the couch, naked. And when he walked through that door, the air immediately changed. She'd asked for kink, and Ash had certainly delivered. Her ass was still sore from last night's interlude. The first spanking on Monday night hadn't been overwhelming. It had been perfect. Then he'd laid off the rest of the week, opting for other explorations that didn't involve him taking a crop to her ass. But then, last night, she rubbed a hand over her bottom, enjoying the tingling sensation from the still raised welts. He'd used a crop, and he hadn't been as gentle as he had that first night, but then she'd begged him for more. More edge. More of that fine line between pain and pleasure. What did he have in mind for tonight? Or would he be too tired after a long day at work and a late meeting? Her phone rang, and she pounced, her eyes lighting up when she saw it was Ash calling.
Hey, she said softly.
Hey, baby, I'm on my way. Be ready for me. Been a long day. Just want to get home to you. A thrill shot through her chest. It made her ridiculously giddy that this man looked forward to coming home to her so much. Ash was a man who could have any woman he wanted, and he wanted her. There wasn't a woman alive who wouldn't enjoy a stroke to the ego like that.
You got it, she said. I'll be waiting, Ash.
She already had in mind the way she wanted to greet him tonight. Granted, they did things his way, his control, his authority. He called the shot. But he hadn't asked her to suck his cock since that first night either, and she knew he enjoyed it, a lot. Tonight, she wanted to do that for him. Take control just long enough to give him pleasure after a long, exhausting day. Somehow, she didn't think he'd mind giving her that tiny bit of control. She shrugged out of her clothes, brushed her hair, and then checked her appearance, just as she did every day when she expected him. Then she went into the living room to wait for him on the couch. She didn't seem to have as long to wait this time, which either meant he'd waited longer to call her, or perhaps she'd relaxed enough in their routine that each minute didn't feel as though an hour was passing. As soon as she heard the elevator open, she swung her legs over the couch and slipped to her knees on the thick fur rug in front of the sofa. With hers and Ash's gazes connected, she felt a jolt at the intensity in those brilliant green eyes. They were hard, but appreciative. Dark. So dark it made her shivery. If his expression was anything to go by, this hadn't been the best day in the world, but he seemed very satisfied to find her waiting on her knees, even if he'd told her he didn't expect her to kneel. He stalked toward her, discarding his briefcase with a thump on the floor. He also pulled off his suit jacket and tossed it toward the armchair and immediately began unbuttoning his sleeves. When he stopped in front of her, she put her hands up, sliding them to his fly, and his eyes flared in surprise.
What are you up to?
He asked softly.
She smiled. I'm welcoming you home.
Just stand there and enjoy it.
Oh, hell, he breathed out.
She unzipped his pants and impatiently shoved them down over his hips and then dove into his boxers, gently pulling his rigid erection free of confinement. She licked her lips, anticipating that first taste of him, the feel of so much hard flesh over her tongue.
Jesus, Josie, you licking your lips like that is about to drive me crazy.
She smiled again, just as she guided the broad head of his penis to her mouth.
That's the idea.
He sucked in his breath, a sharp inhalation that was audible in the quiet. She licked the head and then tucked it inside her mouth, sucking gently as she pulled him deeper inside.
I've missed you today,
she whispered as she let his cock slide free momentarily.
Been waiting all evening for you to come home. Wanted to make it special. Something you won't forget.
Guaranteed I'm not forgetting this, darling. Never.
Love coming home to you. This week has been the best week of my life.
Again, that giddy thrill attacked her, spreading warmth through her entire body. She loved that he was so open with her. There was no doubting how he felt, that he wanted her. No silly guessing games, no games, period. But then he'd told her that he didn't play games, that they were real. What they did was real. Maybe she hadn't fully appreciated that at first, but he'd proven to her that he meant those words. Every day, he didn't hesitate to tell her how beautiful she was, how much he wanted her, how much he liked having her in his apartment, that he adored her gift of submission, and that he treasured the fact she'd given him her trust. In a week's time, this had surpassed any relationship she'd ever had in the past. In just 1 week, Ash had become more deeply entrenched than any other man had. With Michael, their times apart hadn't felt interminable. She didn't watch the clock, anxious for the next time she'd see him. Her heart hadn't been involved. And now it was. Ash didn't just own her body. He owned her heart and soul, and he'd conquered it in less than a week. It sounded crazy. Things like this only happened in books or movies. Relationships were tricky things you had to work at. They didn't just happen. Love didn't just happen. Did it? But it had. She couldn't love him so soon, could she? Not when they were still learning each other, exploring the boundaries of their relationship. She was in lust, definitely. She was definitely in like with him. She liked him a hell of a lot. But did she love him? Did she feel as though every minute apart was the most agonizing torture? It made her crazy, because she knew she was falling hard for this man, but she fought the idea, knowing it was too soon, knowing there was still too much she didn't know about this man. She hadn't even met his friends, his family, though she doubted that would ever come. He hated them. He'd made no secret about that. She couldn't imagine hating her family. She'd adored her mother and mourned her after her passing, but she hated her father, so who was she to judge Ash? But then, she didn't count her father as family, because family didn't bail on you. Not true family. No. Her father was a sperm donor and nothing else.
Baby, you're not here.
Ash's gentle reprimand brought her abruptly back to the present and out of her scattered thoughts. She glanced up to see him staring down at her, his brows drawn together as he slid his cock from her mouth. She flushed, guilty that she'd been caught out so easily. There was no hiding from Ash. He saw everything. He was in tune with her moods, her thoughts. It was scary to her that he read her so easily after only a week together.
What are you thinking about, baby? Because it's definitely not my dick. Not that what you're doing doesn't feel good, but your head's not in it.
She sighed and rocked back on her heels, her fingers still wrapped around his length.
Sorry, Ash. My fault. I was just thinking about 100 different things.
She wondered if he'd punish her. It's certainly what Michael would have done. And his punishments weren't kinky pleasures. They hurt. They were meant to hurt. Ash's gaze narrowed as he continued to study her. What the hell is going through your head right now? Whatever it is, I don't like it. She pursed her lips, almost allowing the word nothing to slip out. It would do no good to deny him. He'd only push her until she gave him the truth. He liked bluntness and honesty. He liked knowing what was going on in her head.
I was wondering if you'd punish me for zoning out, she said quietly. And I was thinking about Michael's punishments and the fact that he would absolutely have punished me for not giving him my full attention. And his punishments aren't kinky, pleasurable punishments like yours. They hurt. Just hurt. There's no pleasure in them.
There was a spark of rage in Ash's eyes that made her withdraw her hand instinctively. Darkness tracked over his entire face, and she immediately regretted the fact that she'd been so honest. She shouldn't have brought up Michael, not brought him into Ash's apartment, into their lives. She lowered her gaze, knotting her fingers together between her knees. Above her, Ash swore, but she didn't look up. Then his hands closed gently around her shoulders and lifted upward until she was standing right in front of him. He pulled his pants up and refastened the fly. This is one of those times when we're going to talk, but we're going to do it with you in my arms. He didn't look angry, and relief coursed through her. Damn it, but it was hard navigating the waters of a new relationship. Always worrying about doing or saying the wrong thing was exhausting. She didn't want to screw this up. She was already half in love. Okay, maybe a lot in love with Ash. And she wanted to see where things would take them. Ash turned her toward the couch and then sat, pulling her with him. His hand slid over her body, up her arms, before giving her another gentle squeeze. He cupped her face, thumbed the small area right at the corner of her mouth, where there was still the faintest hint of a bruise.
Told you before, I'm not your father. You aren't my daughter. We aren't playing daddy-daughter roles here. You're a grown woman, free to make your own choices. And if that sounds contradictory to the kind of relationship you and I have, it's not meant to be. You have a choice whether to submit to me. I can't make you. Can't force you to make decisions you don't want to make. Don't want to make you do that. Ever.
Which means that I'm not into punishment for things you supposedly do wrong or to displease me. That just makes me an asshole, and that's not who I want to be with you. Now, when I feel like reddening your ass because it turns us both on? Yeah, I'm down with that. And it'll happen often if I have my way about it. But as for pulling out a crop and inflicting pain on you for no other reason than you did something wrong or you pissed me off, not going to happen. Ever. Because that would make me no better than the bastard who hit you because he was pissed that you dumped him. She nodded, understanding where he was coming from.
Do you really get it, Josie?
It pisses me off to think of him meting out pain to you because of a supposed infraction. I am never going to touch you physically or sexually when I'm pissed. I may say shit that hurts you, I have a temper, but I'm not ever going to hurt you purposely. Again, she nodded, some of the tension lightening in her chest. His voice lowered until it was soft, his gaze finding hers, warm and tender.
Baby, what I need you to understand is that your relationship with Michael was not good. It wasn't healthy. And it's not indicative of the kind of relationship you thought you were getting with him. Maybe that works for other people, and if it does, more power to them. As long as both the man and the woman are down with it and the woman consents. If that's what she wants and needs from the guy she's with, then fine. But it doesn't work for me. I'm a demanding bastard. You and I both know that. But I'm not so egotistical and arrogant that it's all about me all the time. If there's something you don't like or something you don't want, then all you have to do is tell me. We'll talk about it. Figure out if it's really important. And we'll find a way to work around it.
She battled a smile, but it broadened her lips, and relief registered in his eyes. Was going to do this when I got here, but seeing you on your knees, naked and waiting for me, let's just say I forgot all about what I was going to do. But you're here in my arms now, and I think this is the next logical step. She cocked her head to the side and looked inquisitively at him. Let me go get it out of my briefcase. He turned, easing her onto the couch, and then slid from underneath her. He strode toward his discarded briefcase, rummaged around for a moment, and then returned carrying a long, rectangular box. He tucked the box under his arm and resumed their earlier position. Him on the couch leaned against the arm with her on his lap, his arms firmly around her. He held the box in front of her so they could both see it, and then he carefully opened it, revealing a stunning choker. She gasped as he took it out and held it up. She knew what it was. He'd told her he was having one made, but she'd never imagined it would be so exquisite.
"I want you to wear this, Josie. I want you to understand what it means."
"I'd love to, Ash," she said softly. He held it up, wrapping it around her neck. She turned so he could fasten it in back, and then turned back to him, taking in his fierce expression.
"It's perfect," she said, and it was. "It's absolutely something I would have chosen for myself."
He smiled. "Yeah, it's you. It suits you. I wanted something to match your eyes, but I also wanted something that reflected your personality, your vibrancy."
Tears bit the corners of her eyes, and she sucked in a breath so she didn't lose the battle and let them fall. He touched her cheek, stroking tenderly over her skin, and then slipped his fingers down to trail over the collar resting at the hollow of her throat.
"Want you to understand what this means, baby," he said again. "I know it's fast, but just because it's fast doesn't mean it's not real. I saw my two best friends fall hard and fast, very fast. I know it can happen and that it can last. I want you and me to last. Not saying we're there yet, but I want us to get there. And I want you to understand the significance of this collar. In some ways, it's even more important than an engagement ring. Not that you won't have that, too. When it's time, you'll have the rock and you'll have my commitment. But this collar is every bit as important as a ring and those formalities."
"I don't even know what to say," she said, her voice cracking as she stared down at him in awe.
"Say you understand its meaning and say you'll wear it. Then we'll get to the other parts of the conversation I want to have with you."
She nodded and then lifted her fingers to touch the collar.
"I won't ever take it off, Ash."
Satisfaction gleamed in his eyes, and then he pulled her down into a long, breathless kiss. When he pulled away, his eyes were half-lidded and smoky with desire.
"Now, to get back to your relationship with Michael."
She made a face, but he put his finger to her lips.
"I get that it's not a good subject. I understand you not wanting to talk about it or even being afraid to bring him up when you're with me. But, darling, this is you we're talking about. I'm not going to pretend that your relationship with him didn't happen, and I'm not that much of an asshole to forbid any mention of your past and the things that affect you. You never have to be afraid to say anything to me. If it concerns you, then it concerns me, and we talk about it. Got it?"
"Yeah, I get it. I just didn't want him here, you know. Your apartment is our world, and I hate bringing him here."
"I understand, baby. But here is where you should feel the safest bringing up shit from your past that hurts you. I don't want you ever holding out on me.
Now, what I was going to add was that your relationship with Michael was all sorts of fucked up. And I'll tell you why I think that. I don't want you thinking I'm judging you or thinking you were an idiot for being with him. But what I'm going to say is important, and it has bearing on what you and I have now."
God, she loved this man.
If she hadn't already acknowledged that she was falling hard and fast for him, these words, completely and utterly sincere, amazingly awesome words, would have sealed the deal for her. Where else would she ever find a man like this? Someone who was so caring and considerate, so tender and gentle with her, and yet rough and demanding when she needed it? He was, in a word, perfect. And she hadn't thought perfect men existed except in fantasy land. She settled into his arms, warm and content, waiting to hear what he'd say next. "Michael took from you in your relationship, but he didn't give shit back. And I know this from what you've told me. He expected things from you,
He punished you when you didn't comply. But he didn't give you anything back. You said he was cold and distant. He was never affectionate. He didn't give you the things you needed. And he didn't reward you when you did something that pleased him. She pursed her lips in distaste because Ash had nailed it right on the head. And the hell of it was, she'd never seen it while she was in the relationship with Michael. She'd wrongly assumed that all relationships like the one she had with Michael were that way. Ash was fast proving her wrong. He didn't show you affection. He didn't do things for you because he knew you'd love them. And baby, that's wrong. Your relationship with him was all about him, not about you. It was about what he could take from you without having to give back. And that's 10 sorts of fucked up. It's no way for a man to treat a woman he's supposed to cherish and protect.
You're not like that, she whispered.
His eyes flared. Thank fuck you feel that way, baby. I wouldn't be pleased at all if you thought I wasn't giving you back what you needed from me. And if it ever comes to that, I want you to let me know, because I'll fix it. I won't ever consciously do it. But if it does ever happen, I expect you to give me a loud wake-up call.
She grinned. No worries there, Ash. Now that you've shown me how it can be, I'm a greedy bitch, and I'll never go back to the way it was with Michael. You've spoiled me for any other man.
His expression darkened. It's a good damn thing because I have no intention of you ever finding out what it's like with another man. If I'm not giving you what you need, then you better be telling me what it is I'm not giving you, because you going to another man for that? Not happening. You're mine, Josie.
I'm yours,
she whispered, tracing her fingers down his firm jawline. Now, let's talk about me letting you off the leash, so to speak. Her eyebrows shot up.
Leash? Ash, that sounds horrible. Is that what you think you've done? Put a leash on me?
He laughed. I was just joking with you, darling. Jace accused me of having a leash on you because I've been keeping you all to myself. And he's right. I've kept a pretty tight rein on you this week. It's me being selfish. I haven't wanted to share you with anyone yet. And that's not fair to you. You've only been out once this entire week.
I haven't minded, Ash. I've loved this week with you. And I've been working, so it's been fine.
Yeah, but it'll get old after a while. I just wanted to make sure... He grimaced and broke off.
Make sure of what?
Not important, he said gruffly. The point is that I want you to meet my friends. They're the most important people in my life, next to you. They're my family, my real family. Gabe and Mia are going to get in late Saturday, and if they're up for it, I'd like to take you to meet everyone Sunday. I'd like you to meet my sister, Brittany, too. She's having a hard time of it, and she's almost the same age as you. Mia and Bethany and Mia's girls are a bit younger, but I think you'll like them, too. Mia and Bethany have good heads on their shoulders, and they both have hearts as big as Alaska.
I can't wait, she said sincerely. If they mean that much to you, I have no doubt I'll like them, Ash. And I want to meet the people you care about. I'm happy you want to share that part of yourself with me. I just wish I had that to share with you as well.
He squeezed her again.
Want you to have people to love and support you, baby. Hate that you're alone with no family and that you lost your mother.
I'm sure I would have loved her if she's everything you've said. She smiled and reached up to kiss him again. Bethany is different, Josie, and I want you to know that going in. She's had a hard life, so it would probably not be a good idea for you to ask her about herself. Before now, I mean. Josie's eyebrows came together in question as she stared up at Ash.
What do you mean?
Ash sighed. She was homeless when Jason and I met her. She was working Mia's engagement party. We didn't know that at the time. We slept with her that night, as I've already told you, but she bailed the next morning, and Jace damn near turned the city over looking for her. He found her in a shelter and took her home with him. The rest is history, but even after that, she had some tough times. She had a foster brother who lived on the streets with her, and he was mixed up in some shit. Bethany used to be addicted to painkillers, and she'd worked past that, but the heaviness of her relationship with Jace nearly made her go back. And then her brother Jack drugged her hot chocolate and nearly killed her.
We all thought she'd overdosed and that she'd tried to commit suicide. It was a clusterfuck, because the night before, Jace came home to find me with Bethany in his apartment, and he flipped. Took it out on me and her, and upset Bethany. So the next morning, when this shit happened, it didn't look good.
Wow, Josie breathed. That sounds unbelievable. Like something you'd see on a television show or something.
Yeah, Ash muttered. Only was all too real. Jack didn't mean to hurt her. He was the one going to commit suicide, but Bethany picked up the wrong cup and ended up in the hospital fighting for her life. I just wanted you to know all of this so you don't ask the wrong questions or bring up shit that makes the situation awkward for you or for Bethany. She bit her lip, a question burning. But she wasn't sure she should ask because it made her sound jealous. Even if she still did feel a bit of the sting when he talked about Bethany. Because his expression changed when he talked about her. It was obvious that even if she did belong to his friend, he definitely cared a lot about her.
What's on your mind? Ash prompted.
I know that look. You're wanting to ask me something.
Just ask, baby. You have to know by now you can ask me anything.
She sucked in a breath.
It's just that you said Jace found you and Bethany in his apartment and flipped out. But you told me it was just that first night.
Ash's lips twisted.
It was nothing. I'd gone over to bring Jace stuff from work. We had a deal going south, which is why he was in such a pissy mood when he got there, and immediately jumped to the wrong conclusion. I owed Bethany an apology. I came down on her pretty hard in the beginning. Didn't think she was right for Jace. Saw how he was losing his damn mind over her. I also wanted to move past the awkwardness of that first night and how we all met. So I apologized to her and told her I wanted us to be friends, that Jace was important to me, so it meant now she was important to me. That was what Jace walked in on.
Josie nodded.
I understand.
Ash cocked his head, staring intently at her.
Does the thing with Bethany still bother you?
Her shoulders heaved with a sigh, but she was honest. She owed him that much, at least.
Yeah. I won't lie. It makes me a little nervous to meet her. It's not that I don't believe you at all, but I don't know a woman alive who likes being confronted by her man's ex-lover, even if it was just a one-night stand. And bad enough to have to meet her, but to have to spend time together long-term, I'll get over it. But I'm honest enough to admit that when I meet her for the first time, I'll be picturing you with her, and that won't be fun.
Ash didn't look happy with that statement. I don't want you torturing yourself over this, baby. It meant nothing. Or at least I should say, it meant nothing to me. It meant a hell of a lot to Jace. And if he'd been honest with me from the start, that night would have never happened. I would have backed off because I wasn't into her. Not then and not now.
Relief settled into her chest. His words were absolutely sincere, and she believed him, absolutely. I'm being silly. I won't let it bother me, Ash, I promise. And I won't bring it up. I won't bring up Bethany's past, either. She sounds like a pretty amazing woman.
She is, Ash said. She's perfect for Jace. And you're perfect for me.
This audiobook has been broken into multiple parts to make the download faster. You have reached the end of a part, but not the end of the complete audiobook. So please check your library for the next part of this audiobook.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.
This is Audible.
Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Burn by Maya Banks, performed by Adam Paul.
Chapter 19. Ash led Josie into the bedroom, his jaw clenched tight as he battled the urge to haul her onto the bed and thrust into her and ride her long and hard. He was on edge, the thing with Michael still bright in his mind. And it only made his desire to possess Josie
to reassert his claim and possession that much more fierce. It was inexplicable, this urge that came over him whenever he was near her. He wondered if it would ever dim with time. Somehow, he didn't think so. Something this volatile, this consuming, wasn't just a flash in the pan. It wouldn't go away next week, next month, or even next year. He could well imagine himself feeling this way 10 or 20 years into the future, which told him he was already thinking long-term, no matter that he'd decided to take it a day at a time and not look beyond the present. It was damn hard to only think about today when he was dead set on tying her to him on a permanent basis. Everything he did now was to convince her to remain with him, to show her how perfect she was for him, and hopefully how perfect for her he was. Josie turned, her naked body soft and warm against his. She gazed up at him, her eyes glowing with soft desire. He thought, at times, could swear, that he saw love in her eyes. But maybe it was what he wanted to see. She hadn't said anything, but then neither had he. It was too fast. No matter what he told her, it had only been a week. People didn't fall in love in a week. Only they did. He'd seen it. Knew it happened. Knew it lasted. Did he want Josie to love him? Hell yeah, he did. He wanted it, could taste it, would savor the sweetness of those words when they finally passed her lips. "What would you like tonight, Ash?" she asked in a soft voice. "Tell me how you want me. You've had a long day. I want to make you feel good."
His heart softened.
Sweet, darling Josie. So eager to please. So warm and willing. The darkness that had hung over him ever since he'd left the office building to go after Michael lifted under the ray of sunshine that was Josie. Some of the tension left his shoulders as her hands smoothed up his arms and to his neck where she cupped his jaw in her palms.
"Not going to mark your ass tonight, baby. I did that last night. Loved every minute of it. Loved those marks on your sweet ass. But it would hurt if I did it tonight."
And he didn't want the violence he'd meted out just an hour earlier to touch her in any way. He knew he wouldn't hurt her, intentionally, but he'd give himself no possibility of slipping beyond the here and now and back into that dark place he'd been when he'd beat another man. He didn't regret what he'd done, but neither did he want it touching Josie, ever.
"What then?" she whispered. "Tell me. I'll do whatever you want."
He smoothed a hand down the side of her hair, staring down into her eyes, awash with earnestness. So eager to please, so soft and submissive, she made his gut ache.
"Want you on your hands and knees, baby. Not tying you up tonight. Want you to be able to hold yourself up. Going to fuck that pussy first, and then I'm going to have your ass. Won't be as gentle as I was that first night I had your ass. Can you handle that?"
Her breath stuttered across her lips and her pupils dilated rapidly as desire swamped her face.
"I want whatever you give me, Ash."
He kissed her mouth, sliding his tongue in to taste her. He loved the way he swallowed her breath, breathed in the same air she expelled. There was something decidedly intimate about that, about taking the air she gave, sucking it in and savoring it before returning it.
"Go get on the bed," he said in a gruff voice. "Hands and knees, knees perched on the edge of the mattress."
She pulled away from him, and he was reluctant to let her go, even for the time it took her to position herself as he directed. He watched as she crawled onto the bed and presented her ass just the way he wanted. Then she glanced back over her shoulder, clear invitation in her eyes. She wanted this. She was ready. He just had to make sure he didn't take things too far. She deserved gentleness. She'd already suffered far too much at the hands of a dominant man. Not that Michael could be called dominant. What he was an asshole. An abusive dickhead who got off on controlling the woman in his life. Not that Ash would be any less controlling, but it was all in the presentation. Josie would absolutely heed Ash's authority,
but he'd give her all the things Michael had never given her. Love, respect, tenderness. He'd absolutely cherish her. He quickly undressed and grabbed the tube of lubricant from the nightstand drawer, dropped it on the bed next to Josie's ass, and then smoothed his hands over her behind, cupping and caressing. The marks from the night before were still there, fading but still visible, a stark contrast against her pale, soft skin. His marks. Evidence of his possession. Arousal splintered hard and fierce through his body until his dick swelled, threatening to burst under the exquisite torture. He slid his fingers through the folds of her pussy, testing her arousal. She was swollen and wet, more than ready for his entry, but still he held off, wanting to stroke her to further heights. She twisted restlessly, pushing back against his probing fingers, clutching greedily at him as he withdrew. He stroked again, going deeper, testing the plush walls of her vagina, seeking the spot where the texture was rougher, slightly different than the rest. He pressed in, and she let out a cry. A burst of wetness coated his fingers, and he smiled. Yeah, she was ready, and he couldn't wait to get inside her. Grasping his dick with one hand, he spread her with the other, positioning himself at the mouth of her pussy before pushing in, slowly, inch by inch, until they were both vibrating with need. When he gained his depth and strained against her, his balls flattened between her ass and his thighs, she let out a breathy sigh that he felt all the way to his soul. All the ways to take her swirled in the darkness of his mind. There was something about her that called to that darkness, like she was the one person with whom it would be okay to share that. She wanted it. She could take it. She needed it, just as he needed it. He leaned over her, blanketing her with his body as he remained tightly wedged inside her pussy. "Tell me something, Josie," he said in a silky, entreating voice. "Did all the talk of my threesome with Bethany and Jace make you jealous?" She stiffened and then turned her head, clear puzzlement and discomfort displayed in her expression. "Ash, I don't understand." "No, she wouldn't have. It came out all wrong." He cursed his tongue because it hadn't come out as he'd wanted. "Just meant, did you picture yourself in that threesome? Is it something you thought about? Is it something that turned you on and you wanted?" She shook her head, her eyes still perplexed. But there, just a flash, a hint of something in her eyes. He could barely see it because of the way she was turned. "I think it did turn you on," he said huskily. "And I already said it wasn't happening. Did that disappoint you, Josie? Did you imagine what it was like to have two cocks at the same time?" He reached underneath her to stroke her clit, feeling her body respond to his touch. She tightened around him, her sweet pussy fluttering and clenching, bearing down on his erection until he was near to exploding. "Yes," she whispered. "I imagined what it would feel like." "There's another way," he said smoothly. "Not quite as good as the real thing, but I can give you that sensation, if nothing else. Have no desire to ever share you with another man, darling. But I can give you that experience, at least." "I don't understand," she said in a breathless, excited tone. "I'll put in an anal plug. A bigger one, so you're all snug and tight around it. Then I'll fuck your pussy with the plug inserted. You'll have the experience of two cocks inside you without there being another man in the picture." "Oh." That one word conveyed a whole host of things. Excitement. Arousal. Yeah, she wanted it. And he'd give her that. He might not give her another man. That was never happening. But he could give her that sensation. Having her pussy and ass stuffed full. He eased back, lifting his weight off her, withdrawing slowly through engorged, silken tissue. Then he pushed forward again, not ready to leave her tight heat. Not yet. He'd tease her a bit more, get her so worked up that she'd be about out of her mind. He thrust forward, back and forth, more clinically as he sought to rein in his control. She moaned and twisted restlessly, but he knew she wouldn't fall over that edge.
not unless his fingers were on her clit. That helped him because it meant she would only orgasm when he was ready for her to. After a few more thrusts, he looked down, enjoying the sight of his dick sliding from her pussy, wet with her juices, so snug, so fucking tight. He couldn't even imagine how much tighter she'd be with that plug in her ass. He pulled completely out and left her trembling on hands and knees on the bed while he went to retrieve one of the unopened plugs in his closet. His hands shook as he tore open the packaging. Anticipation. Desire. A razor's edge. Boiling in his veins. When he returned to the bed, Josie's hands were balled into tight fists, planted in the mattress, and she turned her head to look at him, her eyes widening when she took in the size of the plug. He laughed softly. It's no bigger than I am, love. You'll take it, and you'll take me.
It's going to hurt, she said dubiously.
Part of the pleasure is the pain, he said softly. Remember the marks on your ass from last night. I was a lot harder on you than I was that first time, but you took it and begged for more. Push aside the pain, Josie. Embrace it, because after the pain comes the pleasure. I'll give you that and a hell of a lot more.
She closed her eyes, throwing back her head, her glossy blonde hair spilling like silk over her back. He wanted to twist his hands in the strands, pull hard and fuck her even harder, but that would come. For now, he had to prepare her, ease her into the situation. Then they'd both go over that edge together.
He applied a generous amount of lubricant both to the plug and to her ass, stretching her opening, sliding his fingers inside to coat her passageway. When he was certain there was enough to push the plug in with minimal effort, he tossed the lubricant aside and stepped back between her thighs.
Breathe with it, baby. I'm going to go nice and slow and ease it in, but help me by breathing easy and pushing back when I tell you to.
Okay, she whispered, her voice breathy with excitement. He inserted the tip, stretching her opening the slightest bit as he began to push inward. She moaned softly, and he paused, withdrawing and then pushing forward in slow fucking motions as she continued to stretch around it. For several long seconds, he played, teasing, pushing in and out, going a bit deeper with each thrust. Then he reached around, stroking over her clit as he began to press harder and deeper.
Oh God, she cried.
Too much?
No. It feels so good, Ash. Don't stop.
He chuckled. Not going to happen, baby. He stroked gently over her clit, working her into a frenzy, before finally pushing the plug all the way home. She cried out and arched her back, her legs trembling and shaking violently as breaths heaved from her chest.
Shh, darling, he crooned. It's all the way in. Just breathe and settle. I'll give you a few seconds to come down. Don't want you coming yet.
She put her head down, resting it against the mattress, eyes closed as her body continued to shake. He wanted this to be good for her. It was all about her. No doubt he'd enjoy it every bit as much as her, but this was for her. He wanted her to come screaming her pleasure. His name. He stepped back, and her head immediately came back up, turning toward him, her gaze seeking. He smiled and leaned down to kiss the small of her back, just above the curve of her buttocks.
Give me a minute, baby. Want to make this good for you.
If you make it any better, I'm going to die, she said with a groan. He laughed again, and then went to get the scarlet red sash at the top of his closet. He'd ordered these things the minute Josie had moved into his apartment. Wanted everything he used with her to be new, never having touched another woman. He carried it back and then gently pulled her around so she faced him. She was up on her knees, thighs splayed to alleviate the tightness of the plug. Her face was flushed with arousal, rosy, eyes glazed. Her eyes widened when he began to lift the sash to put over her eyes. He paused only long enough to offer her an explanation.
Going to blindfold you. It will heighten your other senses. Want you to trust me completely to give you pleasure.
I do trust you, she said in a sweet, soft voice. He smiled his approval and then placed the sash over her eyes. He tied it tightly in back, checking to make sure it completely covered her eyes, blanketing her in darkness.
"Now I want you to lie back," he directed. "On your back, legs over the edge of the bed."
Even as he spoke, he helped her into position, taking care to position her as he wanted. She sank onto the mattress, a soft smile curving her swollen lips.
"Wish you could see what I'm seeing," he said gruffly. "You're so fucking beautiful, Josie. All laid out in front of me, blindfolded, that plug in your ass, just waiting for me."
He knelt in front of the bed so his face and mouth were level with her open pussy. He licked over her opening and up to her clit, enjoying the shivers that cascaded through her belly.
"I won't last long this way, Ash," she said in a strained voice. "Yes, you will," he said calmly. "You come when I tell you, and not before."
She made a sound of impatience that had him smiling, and he continued to eat her, savoring her like a delicacy, slow and sweet. She writhed beneath him, bucking upward. Each time she came back down, the plug pushing deeper inside her. She was panting, so close to her orgasm, but he knew her body well, knew the signs of her impending release, and so he pulled back, leaving her precariously hanging off the edge. She groaned, a sound of dismay and frustration, making him smile all over again.
"When I say, baby, when I say, and not before."
"You're killing me," she wailed.
"Oh, I haven't even begun yet," he said silkily. "Before I'm done, you'll beg me."
"I'm begging now." His smile broadened, and he pushed her legs farther apart. Then he reached into the nightstand again, pulling out nipple clamps she couldn't see. He leaned over, licking one nipple and then the other, coaxing them into turgid points. He sucked at both, setting a leisurely pace that would drive them both insane with want and need. When he had her nipples into rigid peaks, he flicked one last time with his tongue and then carefully applied the first clamp. "Oh," she exclaimed when the clamp bit into her nipple. "Ash?"
"Easy, baby. I won't hurt you. You know that. Just a little pain. Give you that edge. You'll like it."
He affixed the other, and then leaned back to survey his handiwork. She was a work of art. No corny statements. She was utterly magnificent. The intricate, colorful tattoo snaked over her right side, so reflective of who she was and what she was. He could honestly say before her he'd never been a fan of tattoos on women. It just wasn't something that did it for him. But from the moment he'd gotten a glimpse of hers, he'd been rabid with curiosity. On her, it wasn't just a tattoo like so many others. It was her art, a reflection of herself, and it fit her to a T. He wouldn't have her any other way.
"You fascinate me, Josie. You have such a clean, wholesome, good girl look going on. That blonde hair, those gorgeous blue-green eyes. But underneath the clothes, there's that tattoo. It screams, bad girl. I like it. I like it a lot."
A smile curved her lips again. A dreamy smile.
"Glad you like." "Oh, I do, baby. No doubt there. I like everything about you. Everything that makes you, you."
He stared a moment longer at the clamps pushing her nipples upward, and then he let his hand drift down her midline, over her belly, and to the wetness between her legs. Yeah, she was ready for him. No doubt there. But he didn't want to end it so soon. He would take his time, savor her, make it good for both of them. He stroked his cock, holding it close to her opening as he stared down at what was his.
Mine.
She was his, absolutely. Never thought he'd have a woman who understood him so completely in his bed. And yet here he was, staring down at a woman so beautiful that it hurt to look at her. He couldn't look at her without a heavy ache in his chest, the knowledge and recognition that she was it for him. And he'd never look back, never regret a single thing. He pushed her knees upward, bending her legs so she was open wide to him. The base of the plug was lodged there at her ass, and he was ready to dive into that tight pussy. Sweat beaded his forehead, and his teeth clenched together as he pushed through her warm, damp folds to lodge himself at her opening. Oh, hell, but she was tighter. So much tighter than before, that plug making her pussy opening that much smaller. It wasn't going to be easy to get in, but it was going to feel fucking amazing. He pushed the head farther in, eyes rolling back in his head at the exquisite feel of her tugging snugly at his dick. She moaned loudly, her hands coming off the bed and fluttering, almost as if she didn't know what to do with them. Hell, he knew what to do about them. The idea of having her not only blindfolded but bound excited the visual side of him, of being able to look down at his woman, vulnerable and helpless against his will. Oh, yeah. That excited him. He pulled back, and she registered her complaint with a whimper. He caressed one leg, his imagination working overtime as he expanded on his earlier thought of tying her hands. Hell yeah. He'd tie her hands and legs, spread her impossibly wide, and secure her there. All he had to do was position her at the end of the bed where he could tie her ankles to the bedposts. "Just a minute more, baby," he said, his voice rougher than he intended. "Going to tie you up." She swallowed hard, but didn't make a sound. Her chest rose and fell with the exertion of her breaths. He knew it excited her every bit as much as it excited him. He retrieved the rope from his closet and then went back to the bed. He helped her up and guided her toward the end of the bed and then surveyed his possibilities. He lifted her arms up over her head and brought them together, binding the wrists with a secure knot. Then he pulled the long end of the rope up toward the head of the bed, pulled it taut so her arms were stretched high, and secured it, testing the tautness so that it didn't put too much of a strain on her shoulders. Satisfied that it was perfect, he returned to the end of the bed, letting his hand wander lazily down her body, appreciating and savoring the fullness of her curves, the lean lines of her narrow belly, and the flare of her hips. But this time, he didn't touch her intimately, a fact that frustrated her, judging by the groan she emitted. He grinned again. Yeah, this was going to be perfect, and he was in no hurry. He was going to savor the delectable sight of her in restraints and fuck her until they both lost their minds. Gently, he pulled one ankle up, wrapping the rope around it before stretching it to tie it to the bedpost. Again, he tested the tautness, wanting it to be tight and spread her wide, but not wanting to hurt her or cause her too much discomfort. By the time he got to her other leg, it shook and trembled beneath his touch. Her breaths were coming more rapidly now, and perspiration gleamed on her skin. "Ash," he paused in securing the last bond to the bedpost. "Yes, darling." "Forget what I said about not being able to come without clitoral stimulation," she said weakly. "I think I'm about to get there anyway." He laughed and leaned down to kiss the inside of her calf. "Nuh-uh, baby. Not until I say. You're not going to leave me behind here." She sighed and closed her eyes, her lips tightening as she battled the desire building within her. Then he stepped back to survey his handiwork. "Beautiful," he breathed. "You have no idea how turned on I am right now, Josie. I wish you could see yourself right now. Never seen a more beautiful sight than you tied to my bed, all spread out for me. I'm going to feast on you. Please, Ash, I'm begging. Please, I need you." He'd promised her she'd beg, but he didn't want her begging. No, he wanted to please her, to give her all the pleasure she was giving him. His hands slid underneath her ass, lifting as much as the restraints would allow. He cupped and caressed the plump mounds as he moved in, ready to possess her. He positioned his dick at her opening, pushing in just a bit to test the snugness. He let out a groan, one that was echoed by her when she stretched around him. "So tight," he ground out. "Want you to feel this, baby. This is what it would be like to have two cocks inside you." "It's wonderful," she breathed. "More, Ash. Please,
before I go crazy.
He pushed in harder, nearly dying as her body fought his intrusion. The plug had made her pussy painfully tight, but it was pain he embraced because after that edge of pain came unimaginable pleasure. He was sweating now, rigid as he sought to maintain control. He inched forward, pushing deeper into her snug passageway.
It's too much, she cried. Oh, God, Ash, I'm going to come.
He stopped, gripping her legs, his fingers digging into her flesh.
Not too much, baby. Never enough. Hold on for me. Go when I go.
He glanced down, wincing when he saw he was only halfway in. He pulled back and then put one hand down over her mound, sliding his thumb in between her folds to her clit.
Going to go hard, baby. I won't last and neither will you. Come with me now. Going to fuck you hard. It's going to hurt, but it's going to feel so damn good.
She moaned again, her entire body tightening around him.
Hurt me then, Ash. I want it. I need it. I need you.
The soft plea tore the last of his control. He pressed his thumb over her clit and then hammered forward, determined to get all the way in this time. She cried out, her pussy convulsing around him. She went wet, slick, so hot and velvety. He began to thrust hard and fast, and then she opened for him and he slid all the way home. But he didn't stop to savor the sensation of being completely immersed in her warmth. He was too close. She was too close. There was no stopping now. His hips smacked against her ass, jostling her entire body. Her body swayed against the tight restraints and arched upward, bowing up off the bed. Deeper, harder. His vision blurred. Her gasps sounded in his ears.
Get there, he growled. Now!
Her cry splintered the room. Her wail went on and on as her body spasmed around him. His release was edgy and painful, boiling low in his balls and then exploding up his cock. He began coming in endless streams, the semen spilling from her pussy and onto the bed. He thrust again, flicking over her clit with his thumb as she screamed again. Then he yanked himself from her pussy and grasped his pulsing cock in his hand. He pumped hard, directing the release onto her pussy and then her belly. It jetted onto her skin, marking her, streaming onto her flesh in thick spurts of white. She was sobbing. His ears were roaring. And then he slid into her again, no longer able to bear being outside of her body. He went still against her, enjoying the last bursts. He closed his eyes and leaned into her, his body heaving with exertion. Never had he been so gutted. Never had he felt more like his insides had been ripped out and laid bare. He lay there on her, his semen sticky and warm between them. Then he kissed just below her breasts.
You undo me, Josie, he murmured. Completely and utterly. Undo me.
Chapter 20. When Josie saw the restaurant where she and Ash were meeting his friends, unease gripped her. It was a restaurant that Michael frequented with regularity. It was his favorite place to eat, a place he'd taken her many times. Shaking off her momentary hesitation, she settled into Ash's side, his arm wrapped securely around her as they walked in. If she ran into Michael, and it seemed likely she would since he ate here almost every Sunday evening, she'd not act as though she was ashamed of anything, certainly not of the fact that he'd attacked her. And she certainly wasn't ashamed to be out with Ash, no matter how quickly she'd fallen into a relationship after she'd broken things off with Michael.
Is something wrong?
Ash murmured as they were shown to their table. She shook her head and smiled brightly.
Not nervous, are you? Relax, darling. They're going to love you.
This time, her smile came more easily.
I'm not worried, Ash. Really.
He squeezed her to his side.
Good. I want you to have a good time.
When they arrived at their table, situated in the far corner where they'd be afforded quiet and privacy, Josie saw that his friends were already there. She blinked when she took in the two men who rose when she and Ash got to the table. Holy hotness factor. Individually, each of the three were gorgeous, but together,
They were the epitome of rich, arrogant, and devastatingly handsome. She looked right past the two females sitting because, hello, she was female, and how could she even see anything beyond the three alpha men gathered? Josie, I want you to meet my friends and business partners, Gabe Hamilton and Jace Crestwell. The one he called Gabe stepped forward, a broad smile carving his rock-hard face. He extended his hand, and she shivered when their skin made contact.
Very happy to meet you, Josie, Gabe said in a husky voice that just screamed sexy. I've been looking forward to it.
It's very nice to meet you, too,
Josie murmured. She turned to Jace and swallowed. The man was Ash's polar opposite, dark and brooding, where Ash was lighter and seemingly less broody, but Josie knew that appearances were deceiving. Ash's looks were in direct contrast with his true personality. He might seem laid back and carefree, but he was utterly serious. At least with her, he was. Jace leaned in and kissed either cheek before retreating with a smile that made his dark brown eyes warm and inviting.
I've heard a lot about you, Josie. Glad Ash finally let you out of his apartment long enough to mingle with the rest of us.
She laughed and relaxed,